It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host. Good evening.
Good evening, Barbados.
Manners.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Alongside the always energetic Sluggy Dan. Tonight, we've got an exciting lineup featuring local talent and upcoming events. We're thrilled to kick off the show with news about Cupid's Lounge, a unique spoken word and artistic showcase happening on October 18, 2024 at Frank Cullimore Hall, presented by Poetry Barbados in collaboration with Stone with Cupid. Later in the show, we'll also chat with Too Sketchy, who will share his experience performing at Poetry Barbados Open Mic and discuss his new single released just 1 hour ago, Here Vibes. And don't forget, we'll also have segments speaking about the St. Andrew's Carnival and Babe Got Talent Sing Off. So stick with us. Barbados is going to be an amazing night. We're starting tonight's show with some exciting news from Poetry Barbados. They've got an upcoming event you definitely won't want to miss, Cupid's Lounge, happening at Frank Cullimore Hall on October 18, 2024. This event will feature a captivating evening of spoken word performances, art, and creativity. We're joined by producer and co-founder of Poetry Barbados, Akeem Stone with Cupid, Chandler Prescott, who will be telling us more about what we can expect from this amazing event. Akeem, can you tell us a bit about Cupid's Lounge?
So, good evening, Barbados. Yes, my name is Akeem Chandler Prescott, also known as Stone with Cupid. And on October 18th, 8 p.m. in Frank Cullimore Hall, we have Cupid's Lounge. Now, this is going to be a night of musical poetry and theater. We have an amazing lineup. Obviously, myself, Stone with Cupid, will be performing. I'll be doing all of my award-winning works. We're talking works from 2016 right down to 2024. We're talking award-winning works in NIFCA, Frank Cullimore Hall, the Athletes for Open Mic, even the National Poetry Slam. And it will be joined by other award-winning artists such as Raquan Hines, who goes by Nigga Snots. He will be interpreting my first ever poem that won an award, which will be Boys Will Be Boys. We have Neil Wave interpreting a Peace Cup prayer chant. Then we have other poets that have won awards like LaShawna Griffith having her work interpreted by Ashley Sirier. We got award-winning singers like Ayanna John performing. We got Rhea Wrights, who also won the Athletes for Open Mic. And then we have rappers like Aya Bad, and we also have some dancers, and who could forget Dio the Poet, double bronze medalist, also will be performing. We have a studded, star-casted lineup, and we promise we can show Frank Cullimore Hall come the 18th at 8 p.m.
So, when you were on Morning Barbados this week, because you know we keep our tabs, me and Uncle Sluggy, we keep our tabs, we heard you tell Tisha Hines this is your first show. Tell me a bit about this being your first ever show. How are you feeling?
Right, so I just want to clear up a few things on that. So I've been part of many lineups, right? But I've never produced the show myself, creatively direct the show myself, and also headline the show myself. So this, it sounds kind of vain when you put it like that, but this is like the first self-produced show, and I bring in everybody with me. All the people that I like, I bring in everybody with me to perform. There are a few other people we wanted on the show, but they were busy. Some of them were traveling, so we couldn't get everybody. And you obviously don't want to do a four-hour show. You don't want to make it too long. But we got everybody that we could get at this show on the 18th in Frank Cullimore Hall. And I hope that this is just the first step of many more Cupid Lounges to come.
So tell me a bit about how can persons get their tickets? Because I know I've seen a lot of the posts on Instagram, and I was wondering, how can I get a ticket?
So if you want a ticket, you can go over to Ticket Links, and you could just look for Cupid's Lounge, and you can purchase a ticket digitally. If you want to buy a ticket in person, you can go to CS Pharmacy Bridgetown or iShop in Sheraton. You can also come and pay $50 at the door at Frank Cullimore Hall, so you ain't got no excuse. If you're in the South, go to the Sheraton Mall. If you're in Bridgetown, go to CS Pharmacy. If you don't want Leffy House, just go to Ticket Links, order that ticket, or you can head over to Poetry Barbados Instagram page. We have the tickets link right in our bio, and you can order from there. Or you could pull up at Frank Cullimore Hall with cash, and you could pay us, and we would gladly take your money and allow you access into Frank Cullimore Hall to see Cupid's Lounge.
So what you're telling me is that I could come on the 18th in my nice clothes.
In your nice clothes.
With one arrow bar, and I could get in.
With one arrow bar, yeah. If you got a date, bring a Grantley. If you bring a whole group, might want to bring a lot of Grantleys. Come on down the 18th to Frank Collymore Hall and listen, we got an opening piece that we're working upon, right? Me and some award-winning dancers that if they do the movement I think they're going to do, it's going to be tight. We got a guitarist that I rehearsed with this morning and I was like, ooh, I didn't even know he could sing. He dropped some vocals for me. He's like a male Erykah Badu. I was feeling it. A male Erykah Badu.
That's crazy.
It was very vibesy, very soulful. I was like, all right, I like in this tone. So
Cupid, you know you can't come from Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme and not drop a rhyme. We want the artist.
Not yet. Not yet, man. 4341790 Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday at 6:30 p.m. This is your boy Uncle Sluggy in the building. I think sometimes could be got every time you got the once there to bust the tune. You song get played for sure. We got the 7:30, but I know when the girl go. But I must say this. Because, you know, like, working, we all know, especially, like, we're doing it for years, but we're doing it lately consistently. You know what I mean? Not that we wasn't consistently working before, but we know consistently working together.
Yeah.
We can say it every week, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you would take it for granted that one is young people. You know, because one is so different from probably most young people, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Well, one is much different from majority of young people they know, but one is much different from the young people that we on the radio and we in the news just give the spotlight to.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like when the youth shooting bold and violent, that what we like to, you know, we like to highlight that. So if 10 youth shooting and 800 doing something good, we don't show the 800 ever. And it's say we because it's part of radio too. And radio, nobody in news, nobody in media can't dispute that fact that we always do, that will sell. It's often take for granted, LaShawna. That one is two young people, you know what I mean? It's doing these shows, running this business and doing it full time, because this ain't a hobby for Cupid, this ain't a hobby for you. Doing it full time, what is that pressure like for a young person? Because you're still trying to chart your own path as a human being too. When poetry aside, radio aside, when life aside, you know what I mean? You still want like a little boost style.
Can I respond first?
Of course.
So I like to tell people, right? We don't have to do this. We get to do this. This is a blessing, right? I feel like any day you could wake up and get paid to do what you like to do. For people that like what you do, you're successful already. And a lot of people take that for granted. A lot of people go to work in Barbados, the jobs they do not want to be in. I think anytime you, whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, a business owner, once you can wake up every day and get paid to do what you like to do, for people that like what you do, you are winning. So that's my motivation. I always tell myself, nobody has to come to our shows. Nobody has to listen to the poetry. People choose to.
Hey, tell me you want to show.
I am grateful for it. Nobody don't owe you anything.
You
know what I mean? So we are appreciative of every single Arabara Grantley $22 bill that come through the door.
Yeah.
Every view, so every share, we grateful.
Yes, so LaShawna for you too. And the reason why I ask these things, because I always say it's 43. You know what I mean? And people is often be shocked that he's an old man, you get me? but for LaShawna, the same question, the pressures of doing all of what you do, especially as a young person, especially in the climate we're in, and especially part you live. that's being real, because you live in one of the places too. I live in Deacon's Farm, you know what I mean? Where it's called the Rice Sea.
Yeah, man. I think that for me, it's been a blessing to know that I'm able to do everything I do and do it well. And because I do so many things well, people just tend to forget, wait, she's still an artist?
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
True.
So it's been a blessing to be able to do so many things well and be so effective with all the things I do. And I'm just glad that I get paid to talk every day, really and truly, you know? And looking back at my life, you know, when I was in school, I used to be most talkative. And now, you know, I get paid to talk. And they hear talking, you know, up on national radio, you know, and people enjoy hearing me talk. So it's been pretty good. And what Akeem said is true. We get paid to do what we love every day. And it's a blessing, you know. The only thing I would add to what he said is, of course, we want people to come to our shows. I mean, come on. You're getting award-winning performances for $40 if you go to the ticket office, or $50. So pull up with your Arabaro and come. Put on your fancy clothes. This is the history of it. This is Cupid's first show. Yes, but it's the first time that you've seen poetry in such a grand scale. Like at Frank Collymore Hall, we having a show with all
the whole
cast. Everybody's a poet, an award-winning poet. This is the first time we've seen something of this magnitude.
And they can tell us something, right? And they can tell us something. And I'd feel privileged to be an old person. You say, I can keep saying it all the time. It's a privilege to get old. Mm-hmm. What we're doing now, right, is historic. Like in every sense of the word, you could go back to Winston Farrell, legend, icon. You could go back to Adrian Green. You know what I mean? Like, which is my personal friend, my brethren. Man, you can go as far back. And we are all doing a portrait, you know, especially the movement. You know, like when you're taking a whole artistic approach, like how somebody will push a soca song.
Yeah.
Like, how a man will push a bashment song. Like how somebody will push the hardest dancehall song. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's the approach when I'm taking aggressively to the community and social media, because when I'm covering both. I've been to your all event that was in Worthing, you know what I mean?
Two
weeks ago. And the place was packed, and then people was outside, and everybody was saying, shh, next one of these I ain't missing. You know what I mean? And then the owners, this is such a blessing to see the owners coupe. The owners, like, you all sat with the owners the whole night, not 5 minutes, the entire night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all they was saying, like, is a blessing to see young people doing something like this and still getting the support. Like, no boy ain't gonna skin out. No boy ain't gonna be naked. If not that that's saying wrong, you know what I mean? Rastafari, if we don't want to be naked, all right. But we just saying the fact that people appreciate the option, and then people not really, it's how easy it is to get a poet for your event. You know what I mean? How cost effective it is. Also, a poet writer gotta be easiest writer. You know what I mean? You're not gonna big band behind you. You could hire a poet and just a poet only.
Yeah.
And you event well entertained. Now we see you all working with lots of young people, and each of those young persons keeping branching out.
Yes.
Know that you are seeing that. You can answer first to Daniel Shauna. Know that you are seeing you working with lots of young people, and each of those young persons branching out on their own, and then within those young persons, they are also forming their own groups as well. So the family tree getting crazy,
right?
How is the pressures of that responsibility for you all, and what is the ulterior motive? So both you can answer.
Right, I would say it's a manifestation of like a long term strategic plan that I think a lot of us have. We know that we cannot grow spoken word poetry with just two or three poets. We need multiple branches from the family tree. We need multiple seeds to permeate different souls, different communities, different social ethnic backgrounds. So I think that was always the goal. That was always the plan to at least have, you know, you want your Christian poets, you want your bashment poets, you want the musical poets, the theatrical poets, the PH poets. You want all of them to have a space, to have a voice, to have an audience. And also you want all of them to be motivated. A lot of poets that came before us, you know, they would have tried things, they would not have gone well. Some of them, it went extremely well. But it's always a disparity. So at least you want that, even if there is a disparity, you got something in between. It's not like hard left or hard right, hard black, hard white. You want padding in between. So I think it's beautiful to watch. I remember I said something the other day where if you're going to develop people, you got to make sure you develop yourself. So I just want, as these artists develop, that they also recognize that they can hold space to develop others. The same way I'm still developing, I still very much a young person. Don't mind a gray hair pop up the other day. I'm still very much a young person. So I don't plan to stop developing. I want to develop myself more. I want to develop the artistry, develop the brand, develop the community, and hopefully develop our cultural industries, because our human resource is going to naturally create culture, and culture is our biggest commodity. You know, we ain't got no natural resources really, but we got people. And once we got people, we could create something meaningful. Yeah, that's my thoughts at least.
You see, for me, I agree as well with what Stonewall Cupid was saying, but I tend to see it bigger. I see it as a macro lens. So how I see it, the only way for poetry to grow is if we teach it. So one of the things that I've been passionate about is developmental aspects of poetry, going into schools, talking to the students, educating them on poetic concepts, use of language, use of literary devices, teach them who the poets are. We went to school on Friday and we asked them to name a poet, and they looked at us lost, right? And we were like, well, just up the road is George Lamming. And then we explained who George Lamming was, what was his book, what did it do for the social issues of the day, right? Why Castle of My Skin is so important. And in doing that, not only did they learn who a Barbadian poet is, when they pass George Lamin School now, they could tell their mommy, well, mommy, man, you know George Lamin do a lot for Barbados, and the conversation will start. So for me, I see it as much more than just poetry. It's a whole developmental process, because now you're teaching the young persons now that they have an outlet that they can share. They have a safe space that they can share. They now know how to project their voice. They now have learned orating as well. And not only that, but they learn a piece of our Barbadian history, and they learn a form of our oral traditions. So I see it much more in a macro sense, right?
Also to add to that too, personal development, because a lot of them could journal through spoken word, address things that we're feeling, address issues that they probably didn't know they were going through. You just meet yourself a lot when you write a poem, especially then when you perform it, because you perform it, you start to feel emotions, and you realize, oh, whoa, I didn't realize this thing I write about 10 years ago is still bothering me today, right? So there's a personal development
that's a thing.
Because you know in ain't too saying, right? Like, when it opened up so much doors just now, right? When she spoke about teaching children about just Charlotte wrote as George Lamin. Them may never hear the name George Lamin same way. That like when my friend, who's a year younger than me, tell me that Parkinson School on the desk is where the create the flag and the pledge or something like that. Or at least when they tell me. Thank you. See, why I love you. No, you the bright one. You the bright one. No, that's being real. You know what I mean? It takes two to tango. But it's saying you pay right. Like, although I know a Parkinson School all my life, I just never ever think of Parkinson School the same way ever again. And at my big age, it can't get me. But anytime I think of Parkinson School, I can think of, what the hell? Saying that great happened right here. The death still at Parkinson School they created upon. That gave me my all time. Oh no, it's still talking about it right here in 2024.
Yeah.
So imagine what that, you know what I mean? So that was when she said she see it bigger, and then she began to explain. When you look at education and the way we educate and the way we teach culture.
Not only the way we educate, but a lot of children, poetry becomes that vessel for them to learn literacy. And literacy concepts phonics and so on, you know, and have that space now. Like, we meet children that cannot read well, but they will write a poem well and they will perform well.
That's true.
And in doing that, not only have they now learned how to read and write, they now learn how to express themselves and have that medium. So that's why I tell people it's much more than, you know, the glitz and glamour that people see with the show. In expressing itself, not only have they now cured a form of their illiteracy, but they now have a medium that they can use to express their thoughts without traditionally having to, you know, write it in a proper way. Because you could write a poem in broken English.
So now
they have a medium that they can express themselves in and be understood in that they may not have had before. Right? Because you may have to use traditional English in the classroom, but that don't play for poetry.
You see, right, Cupid, you see why it is important to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
You know, especially on a platform, which is the biggest platform, you know what I mean? Why it is important to have these conversations, because the casual fan, like myself, who might not be thinking as deep, because I think that I consider myself a deep thinker, but then somebody like LaShawna, they come and bracket don't even further for me still. Let me know where I'm at. Don't even bother me. See yet, Sluggy. Let me only at 10 feet of water. You know what I mean? Like, so that way it's important though, to have these conversations so people could see the purpose of what you're really doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. When she spoke about literacy, you know what I mean? And then she broke it down. That killing more than one bird with a stone. We got some calls. 434-1790. Want to know about any positive thing happening in your community? If it's negative, you can still tell me. But I want to hear about your positive things happening in your community. I want to hear any action happening in your community. And I want to hear your thoughts on LaShawna and Cupid really opened up some things this evening. Let me speak about poetry and literacy and culture. So many things we can do through the art form, especially something like poetry, which is so practical and easy.
Yes. Hi, Instagram. How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Blessings. Good. Great to hear from you, my brother. Listen, let me apologize to you. I was at Lord Jesus, sorry. I was at I got the bike here in front of me. I was at Bishkan.
Nice.
I met Con at Expo, powered by the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority.
Who ain't there, you?
I was at that Friday today, big man.
Nice boy. How was it?
Yes, big man. Listen, it was big man. Like, I never in my life experienced nothing so. Let me tell you something, right?
He's a good boy.
Let me tell you something, right? Uh-huh. Big man,
You're slurring your words a bit.
Listen, let me be serious. I got to apologize to you for, because I was preparing for that, right? I actually got a book. I got a book from it.
You read the book?
They sold me a $50 book. You know, I told you I was supposed to get a $50 donation.
Food for the deaf? For
deaf
house?
Deaf house.
That feels good. Carl, listen, you ain't got to apologize for that.
Sorry,
whatever you do.
That's my fault.
Don't say sorry.
Yeah,
whatever you do, Death Host was
thank you. And I know whatever you do is blessed. I know whatever you do is divine.
You can't
and,
stop God. Can't
and,
stop
and
God
listen,
blessing.
Listen,
it blessed forever.
God is so good, big yeah, man. And I thank God I had a good time today. Yesterday at Bishkan.
I like this. Did a good call.
I
like this.
I made a lot of good questions. There were a lot of good points coming out.
Yes.
And we really got to try to get Barbados level up in terms of being able to have medicinal cannabis and starting out for the aspect of healing people and helping people. Look, there was this. Let me not go into that because I know the program is short. So let me just. I have a little thing here for you based on what I did this week because you mentioned some of the positive things that happened in the community.
Yeah, you got a little thing, a little poem?
Yeah, I got a poem to a little preview. What will be happening on the 18th for night when they come? LaShawn, how are you doing there? How are you doing?
I am doing you well.
Good?
Yes,
hi,
please.
Hi,
I was wondering if I was just chopped liver, because normally you do these poems and then to me, and every time now you call, you're asking for sluggy. So I'm wondering if I just chopped liver over here.
If you're here.
That's very bad of me. You know, I got to ask the star girl. You know how it is.
Oh.
The international politician.
Politician? You're calling me a politician? Don't call me no politician here. I won't be none.
Sorry about that. We're going to soon lead this show. Huh? And you're going to soon lead a fantastic show on the 18th.
Uh-huh.
And this is a little poem that I have, but I just wanted to say that your aspect of the literacy, you see, when they came up, and you know, we spoke about this with dyslexia.
Yeah.
When they came up in the system, I always lean on poetry as my strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I always show that whenever I could not read anything, I would transfer and go and translate to the therapy of poetry. I would understand an aspect of a topic by going to poetry and reading it like that and sorting out then for the ability then to understand it and then know that I can go and then relate it to the class by going and creating a poem. So that was always my thing, and that is what got me through school, basically, to get my CSCs, as you know, that we were talking on the program about this episode before.
Awesome.
Good day to you, my friend. How you doing, sir? You good, Cupid?
I'm good.
I got a good one here for you. Let me level you up.
No, you got a point for Cupid, man.
I'm excited to hear it.
I want to tell you, don't call back.
All right, let's get to it.
Yes.
I see my people exercising, but another set just got my days to them that put on the flag right before your eyes and legs and get nabbed. So come on, this walk or swim or cycle. Don't done unless you're a Holy Ghost disciple. Men kick ball, shoot hoops, or bowl some overs like Ronaldo, Brand, or servers. Tell my workout crew, this one is for you. When you feel right, you keep right for true.
Huh?
Now, these days, this is what we do.
Huh?
We shell up shows like an army.
Boop, boop.
You go out, club, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, that? Go.
Yeah, no. Go.
You got to go.
Yeah, thanks. Music is so sweet. Music is so vibes. Happy music is best for a happy life. From hymns to worship, songs praising God as the Lamb's wife. The battle weapon of praise to cut the enemy like a spiritual knife.
All right.
Mental health is as vital as ICC. Some lads drink water and end up with the fruit of their labor, ICUP. Juice is much better, vitamin C. One day at the Mecca, orange for me. Ooh. I am the man in this media house. Chrissy D will make you go down by your knees like a church mouse. Girl gone bad now as opposed to Rick Ross. Uh-huh. Then we wonder why Gaza signed cartel. Jill and Jano, who let the dogs out. And this is the final one. This is the final verse. Children think junk food is nice. Just sub it for gluten and rice. Rastas will thank you about some gluten and spice. A social diet of vegan health keeps you wise. And listen, we got to thank God for therapy. We got to thank God for health and mental health. And we got to thank God for being able to level up and being resurrected and transcended and being redeemed. Huh?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, this is the things that I focus on when I do my poetry, because I know that Barbados and this program is doing great things for society. And those are some of the great things that happened to me this week.
Thank you.
Like this week, I was so glad to go to BageCan.
Yes.
I was so glad to start to call on the program. This week was a blessed week for me.
Yes.
Thank God. And I want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, we appreciate that so much.
424-1790. That was DJ calling. And again, we send love. We want to hear about anything happening in your community, whether good or bad. Anything you want happening in your community that is good, call in or talk to me. You know, salutes to these awesome young persons doing wonderful work. And we got something coming up. And Barbados to come out and support. You understand? We're doing it big for poets, and this can open up the door for everyone, for more artists, for more actors, for more poets, for more thespians. This will open the door for people to see, you know what?
This is my
art, and I can find my community, I can find my tribe, and we can come together and do things.
That's
and then from the cute people that explain about the tree and the different branches and the fruit of the trees, and all them fruits can still come out and be their own trees.
Yeah, 100%.
I love what happening. Is the 18th?
It's October 18th. Yes. Frank Collymore Hall, 8 p.m. Poetry Cupid's Lounge. You coming out to an award-winning show? We have award-winning performances the whole night. We got musical poetry. We got theatrical poetry. We got dance. We got hip hop. We got R&B, and then we got fusions. We got dance infused with poetry. We even got a few jokes in there. We have Shea Antoinette as the host. We got a massive lineup. You got myself, of course, Stone with Cupid, Poetry Slam Champion. We got Nigga Snots. We got Malachi Hope. We got Dio the Poet, Ashley Sevier. We got Ayana John. We got Salim and Danico dancing. We got Ayabad.
What?
We got a band.
Selena Danico?
Selim and Danico. Yeah,
both award-winning dancers.
Award-winning dancers going to be dancing as well. Yeah, we have Neil Wave interpreting a piece I have called Prayer Chant. Prayer Chant would have won something called the Catapult Arts Grant. This would have been back in 2020 during COVID. This is situated in Jamaica. I'm also performing a piece called Burn the Witch. I've only performed this piece once locally. Burn the Witch.
So you
getting social commentary, you getting romance, you getting heartbreak, you getting jokes, you getting everything you want at a poetry show. Yeah? So is October 18th, that's next week Friday. To put into perspective, next week Friday, 8 o'clock basically.
Yeah.
Come down to Frank Collymore Hall. If you don't got a ticket, you could pay $50 at the door. If you want a ticket, CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown, Ice Shop in Sheraton, or you could order online at Ticket Links.
Cupid's Lounge. You come on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, and you don't drop a rhyme. So let me do it in real time. When you see that bar?
I got cheese on bread.
That's way award winning. All right, so tell me what you're giving
so
us.
So this piece is a piece I hope win an award pretty soon. We can see. This is called Monsters Aren't Real. They told us that monsters aren't real. That the vampires, zombies, werewolves were just stuff of fairy tale. But I've watched men shift with the phases of rage and turn feral in face with rejection. I've heard the growls of resentment rumbling in their chests. I've seen a friend turn fiend, turn frightening, turn a night out into a night prowl, stalking the happiness of others. I've seen him prowl with a predatory hunger. I've watched a man turn a woman into prey and then leave her shredded remains in an alley. And I thought to myself, when someone's clothes are left that bloody, how could we not say that they have been mauled? They tell you that monsters aren't real, but I don't think that's true at all. Because from small, I lived through an apocalypse in a cul-de-sac. I've seen boys make bed out of cardboard and pavement. I have fought hordes of begging hands hunting for a hit. I've seen a broken will bend over backwards for a fit. I know zombies by their first name and by their alias. So don't preach to me that monsters don't exist. Because I can find dope easier than I can find hope. Addiction has infected the ghetto. tour, poisoning black folk. We got more lines than the face of Willem Dafoe. From age 4, I have been watching The Walking Dead. Not on a television set, by the top of my gap underneath a galvanized shed. These zombies take shots to the head and survive. The traditional lore redefined. After all, how do you kill something that's already dead inside? Addiction is a monster that hides in the pipes of my community, turning childhood friends into zombies and science fiction into a reality. So don't preach to me that monsters are not real. And if you want to hear more, you know where you got to come.
Yes, sir.
Next week, Friday.
Next week, Friday.
Next week, Friday.
We are outside.
Talk to me, man.
We are going to put on our nice clothes.
Our
And we are coming down to Frank Hodimer Hall to support Stone with Cupid and Portry Barbados, Cupid's Lounge.
Yes, yes.
8 o'clock in Frank Hodimer Hall. Tickets, $40.
Yes.
Available at iShop Sheridan, CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown, and on Ticket Links. Don't have a ticket, not a problem. Walk with your arrow barrel in your purse and come down to Frank Hodimer Hall. We have 490 seats, so we can hold all the winner that want to come, all the winner that listening. Come and push kind of shove. If we got to double up, we could do it minivan style.
And get there early if you can, so you can get a seat.
Yes, and we want you to be seated by 7:45 p.m. because we start promptly at 8.
That's reasonable.
We start promptly at 8. If you've never been to a poetry show, well, now you know we start on time. Whether we have 10 people or 1,000 people, we start on time because you, our customer, are so appreciated, because you could have gone to anything else, but you chose to spend your money with Poetry Barbados. So hear me and hear me clearly. Put the arrow barrel in your purse or no. Put it in your purse or no.
Yes.
Get your fancy clothes. You see that Sunday dress that you had to wear at church? Put it aside because you're wearing it Friday night. Fellas, gonna get your hair cut, gonna get it round up, get the little black thing put in, because it is a show like no other show. You gotta look good, because we got all the ladies coming through, and we want you to come and hear this exciting poetry event. All right, so remember, get your ticket, CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown, iShop Sheridan, $40 Barbados, or on Ticket Links for $40, or put the arrow barrel that you have in that purse aside and come down to Frank Hodimer Hall, because you do not want to miss this show.
Cupid Lounge, Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme every single Saturday. Manners, manners, and respect. Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme. And don't forget Cupid's Lounge. Cupid's Lounge this Friday. Friday coming at 8 p.m. Frank Hodimer Hall, same again. Frank Hodimer Hall. Friday coming, Frank Hodimer Hall. We going and support that. I want to salute to everybody in St. Andrew, Lockton, the people in St. Andrew, Lockton, loving the voice, coming to tell me about them culture there. And yes, people, anything happening in your community, in your district, in your gap, you could send me or you could call in. St. Andrew's Culture Day, the 23rd of November, starts at 12:30 p.m. St. Andrew Community Development Commission presents St. Andrew's Culture Day, the 23rd of November. The 23rd of November, 12:30 p.m. Local artisans, food, music, drinks, poetry, dance, games, live entertainment, and so much more. Celebration of history, heritage, and culture for one and all is Belle Plaine, St. Andrew. And of course, the numbers you could call is 237-0285, or 280-4575. You can call any of those numbers. St. Andrew, loving the work you're all doing in St. Andrew. On October 26th, Oystein's Beer Garden. October 26th, Oystein's Beer Garden. We got Bim Got Talent Sing Off Finale. October 26th, Oystein's Beer Garden. Bim Got Talent Sing Off Finale. And we got a whole host of talent, a whole host of young talent coming through. October 26th, so one boy go to Oystein's Beer Garden. We are starting at 7 p.m. And we are finishing at 10 p.m. So come on October 26th, Oystein's Beer Garden, the cats you vibe, you got too sketchy. Waiting for these tunes to load. I just send it again, Ollie. Waiting for this tune to load. Let me know when it load up. Too sketchy. Come close to the mic so I know when it happen.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That catch you off guard, boy.
Yeah,
okay.
No, man. Yo, let's tell you, walk up time already.
That was a good beat, boy.
Woo. I don't ignorant,
yeah, boy. Yeah. Wait, man. That, listen, Ollie. Woo, woo, woo. Sorry. That beat no drop real crow. Who do the beat?
I met that beat myself, my brother.
For real?
My biggest. You recording? Oh, you met that beat yourself?
Met that beat myself. I met Claudia, engineer, everything myself. Everything.
Boy, Sluggy, we got some real talented people in Barbados, though.
The man met the beat yourself. You say you mix it yourself, too?
Mix it myself, engineer, everything.
I like that. Who wrote it?
I wrote it, though.
You got a youngster, Ollie. You got a youngster writing music himself, creating the beat himself, mix and mastering it himself.
Before we go, Sluggy, maybe yes, you want to get some information on you. Give me your name. Tell us all about you.
Straight up, man. Let's go with Too Sketchy. I do dance. So
I like that name about you.
Too Sketchy.
I do music production. Sketchy. Yeah, man. I don't start taking it seriously, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this is my first song I drop in, you know? Know what I mean? And I draw like an hour ago on YouTube.
Love it.
So how long you been in music now? As in, I know you know taking it serious, but for how long you say that you've been doing music?
Well, I started doing music at like 15, when they come here. Yeah, man, I used to be with BFM. I used to perform at like Avenue and pageants and things like that. Yeah. So, nice. Yeah, man.
And how old are you now?
It's 26 now.
So a good 10 years, and this is the first year that you taking it seriously?
Yeah, this is the first year that I actually taking it seriously and putting up things for Apple Music and performing and whatnot.
That we talking about.
10 years of honing the talent, Sluggy, and the man come hard with a song that he produced, he write, he master.
Yeah, so you got your studio at home?
Yeah, man, I got my setup here at home, man.
That gonna be fairly cost effective for you, that gonna be a blessing, being talented at that, being able to write your own music so you don't gotta let the peer songwriter a dang could create your own beat so you don't gotta let the peer a engineer or a producer.
Nah, for real.
What made you go into production and still studying your writing and still studying mixing and mastering? That come out of a need, a necessity, or that was just a passion? What led you to doing all of these things?
I would see it a necessity and a need. I see anything too, because like, I would go up on YouTube and I would look for beats and things like that, yeah. But I would realize, like, I go up here and people and things like that, yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't want to get sooner, you know what I mean? So I started making beats myself.
Like, this man went on YouTube, look for beats, say, I don't feel like paying nobody, I make my own beat.
I like that ambition, to be honest. You know what I mean? I like when a youngster could. Just tell yourself he can do it, I do it.
And what I really like about that is now he didn't sit down and wait for somebody to just give him a hand. He said, I want something done, let me do it myself.
That's the way, though, Lou, on a real serious note, bro. Like, that's the way, you know what I mean? And sometimes people say, man, ain't that easy, but that easy. Tell yourself, you see me, I want. No, a real thing. Some people say, man, ain't that easy, Sluggy. Tell people, nah, I burn fat from that easy. You know what I mean? You want. You can't pay for beats, or you want to learn to make your own beats, do it.
Do it, brother.
Do it. Ain't that easy, because them studying them first beat got sound good.
Mm-hmm.
When you get rid of that nonsense, it that easy. Because the first 10 beats ain't going to be good, Lou.
Right. Exactly. The thing trash. About it, the first beat is supposed to be trash, because you keep doing it over and over again until you do it to a point that it's impossible to still suck.
Yeah, you understand? So that way, say that it's easy. Easy.
Yeah.
That
idea, brother. And we live in a world where anything that you want to learn, YouTube University. There's nothing in this world that you want to find out about that you cannot find on YouTube.
And ain't a shame in learning later. So you know what I mean, going through that process and learning to make your own beats, there ain't a shame in that. You had anybody along your journey that was able to be honest with you? Because you was an extremely talented young man, and you're an intelligent young man too. You know what I mean? So you know, sometimes people get caught up in the flair. But you had anybody along your journey that could be honest with you, whether it's your beats, give you honest feedback on your beats, whether it's honest feedback on your rating. You had anybody in your camp that was honest with you along this journey? Because you were still an incredibly young person.
Yeah, man. My manager here, Maxwell Ben. You know what I mean? Big up, big up.
Yeah, one
thing. Yeah, he just always tell me, man. When I would think of someone hard, you know what I mean? But he would always tell me, like, I could do better and things like that, yeah, so.
That's good. Honest and straight, so.
Direct.
You just need that.
You just
need that. You just really need that. Because same Adrian Green's like, I would do a performance, spoken word performance, feel good, and then he'd come and tell me, I mean, you could be better here and there. And it's like, what I like about it is not that they're pulling you down, is that they're trying to get help you get to your best version of you. And you just need that, brother.
Nah, Fox, Fox.
Yes.
Nah, that salute to Adrian, though, my brethren, but... But you just need that once person offering solutions, and sometimes even if your body ain't got the solution right, but it honestly ain't good to the person. It's hard to say so too, cause you know in Barbados, like even me sometimes burn fat on people, that especially the callers for VOB. You know they know we got a love hate relationship because you know they was my favorite station from a child. You know what I mean? And then they get to work at it. You know what I mean? But I used to always side out with the people in VOB because some people call enough and complain, and then. Not offer a solution, but if you don't got a solution, but saying it sound good to you, I don't think that you can say that it ain't sound good to you.
It's like I gotta interrupt you at this time because you're speaking about your callers, etc. And I must bring to your attention, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Sugar Digger, I was advised that Sugar Digger has passed, so we must extend condolences to her family.
What the hell?
I know, I wasn't sure if you knew, but I know it was important for you to know because she did call on the program a few times and have...
That woman loved me to all.
And you were just talking about some people love you, so in case you didn't know, I had to let you know. We extend condolences to her family.
Sugar Digger's calling now.
I remember...
Old lady from St. Andrew.
Yeah, I remember hearing you say the word Sugar Digger.
Yeah,
for sure.
She's calling from St. Andrew all the time. And I was here beginning St. Andrew Carnival early, because I was working with St. Andrew Carnival. Not knowing that my girl Sugar Digger. Sugar Digger family, if anybody in St. Andrew locked on, my sincere condolences. My sincere condolences. You know, Sugar never ever shy away from telling me how much she loved me. And that's one of the things I truly appreciate. She ain't wait, you know what I mean? And all I can say to your family is that if you need anything, just holler. You know what I mean? If you need anything, you need help with anything, you need anything at all, just holler at Uncle Slug. Yeah, got one, no matter what it is, you all need. Sugar is one person that encouraged me all the time. She will always listen. You know what I mean? Like, she will listen every Saturday. And the Saturdays she don't call, and she call two Saturdays after that, or she see me or she call me, she will let me know what I say, how the show went, all of those Saturdays that I hear she calling. And she will tell me the things that happened to prove that she listened to the show, bro. She was that loyal. And she will always tell me, I love you, Sluggy. Never meet this woman in real life, Lou.
I think this is a good opportunity for all the listeners that listening. If you have someone that you care about, tell them that you care about them today. Because in this life, you'll be here today and gone today. It's like, don't wait till the person dead till that you want to say the things that you want to say. Just pick up the phone. This is somebody that you went to school with, they ain't here for the last 5 years. Just call them and say, you know what? I appreciate you when you did X, Y, and Z back for me. Just give people their love when they're still alive. Give people their flowers when they're still alive.
Yeah, man. this thing real short and fragile, boy. You know what I mean, dad? Ollie, thank you. Thank you. So, too sketchy. Where did the name come from?
The name come from being too sketchy.
You the hardest at school, you the trouble tree at school?
Man, I was hard years, boy. I the hard years, really used to skip class and, you know what I mean? I really want to get a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. So that we near come from too sketchy.
Yeah, well, too sketchy.
Nice. I never forget hearing Charlemagne the God from Power 105 in New York. Charlemagne the God always say that it's good to live in your truth. Anything you live in your truth, that is power. For you are sketchy, for your art, knowing your music, because everything is art. So production in itself is an art by itself.
What?
Songwriting in itself. You hear we spoke earlier with LaShawn and those who's poets and writers, you know what I mean? About literacy and so on. So songwriting in itself is an art, because you got people that only write songs that wouldn't do for a living. And then they got people that just sing, you know what I mean? But you're doing all, you know what I mean? So, which is different disciplines. What is your objective for your art? Where do you hope to take it? And is there any messages in the future that you're looking to push or promote, even if it's just being happy, even if it's just a feel-good vibe? What is your ulterior motive for your art? What are you doing your art? And where do you intend to take it?
Man, I'm getting global for sure, man. I would say the message that I want to push is just be yourself, know what I mean?
Love
believe
that.
In yourself. Believe in yourself, man. Believe in yourself.
Well, the climate today and the young people, right? It's interesting you said believe in yourself, because last night I was having a conversation. St. George is one of the BLP character competitions, and I'm having a conversation with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And one of the major problems of persons, young people, especially persons your age and younger, is not being yourself. And that could lead you down so much roads that we ever want to get into. You see how you say you didn't want to get into but how hard as it was? I never want to mention the things, but not being yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Got so many bad roads that you can find yourself down. Hear me telling you? And it hard for you young people to find yourself, Lou.
Listen, that I got a quote for that, because this is something I personally dealt with, and I had to come to the point and say, I'd rather be hated for who I am than to be loved for who I'm not.
Nah, facts, bro.
That's real. I understand why it'd be a struggle for mm-hmm. young persons, because I was young myself, and wanting to be in sketchy, wanting to be hit, wanted to be on, wanted to be on to what's going on, you know what I mean? And up to the time. Mm-hmm. Needing to feel so, it's such a powerful feeling. It'd be mm-hmm. hard to pull away from that. Mm-hmm. So you see that message, as simple as you said that, that message is so important for young ones, not only being my tongue, all over the world. Being yourself is hard.
Nah, for real.
You know what I mean? It ain't that easy. It's seeming, you know, everybody try to make it seem easy, but it ain't easy being yourself, especially when the world seeing that you gotta be a particular way. Go on.
In this day and age, just young people got so many things to contend with. In your time, you had to contend with the people across the road or stuff like that. But then now we got to compare ourselves to people in America, Canada, all kind of things. So it's like, if you're not on the, and you got to understand, humans evolve in the sense that if we are not part of the group, we just have physical reaction for it. Because back in the day, if you wasn't part of the group, that means that was the difference between life and death. Mm-hmm. So it's like, for you not to be part of the group, is have that physical reaction. So it's not, a lot of very people will see it and be wondering, what you want to be like everybody else? Is like, especially when a young person trying to find themselves, the only mm-hmm. thing they go about is what other people doing. And a lot of the times what other people doing isn't what's best for them. But you can't be down on the young people. You got to give them a chance. You got to see.
Can't be.
You got to see where they are and meet them where they are.
Yeah, Lou, that's right. You can't be too down on the youth for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that way it's always got a place in my heart for the youth. And that way, mm-hmm. I done with everything and only working with the youth. You know what I mean? Like, being real, because people is out, like, if mm-hmm. it'd be easy for a young person. My mind, if a hard pair of shoes come out, every young body want it.
Nah,
and then the media and everybody can show you why these particular Jordans or Nikes is the hardest shoes ever. You know what I mean?
I think if you can't afford the Jordans, no, then you're getting bullied, I think, in school and all kind of thing, man.
Imagine you getting bullied. What you saying, right? Imagine you getting bullied, sketchy, for saying you can't afford them.
You can't afford
them. You'll do nothing. You'll do
this. You might fall, right?
You know what I mean, though? Like, you'll do nothing. You can't afford it, you know, though? Mm-hmm. But you're getting bullied still?
Yeah.
So the only thing to do for a day is conform?
yes. But I just want to get back a little bit on track. Time growing out, we get a little taste of the song, but I think it's time for Barbados to hear this song. What
the
you think?
Okay.
The whole thing.
Yeah, Babu wanna do it. Wanna run the change?
Ollie?
Yeah.
Oh yes, get
side, got ghosts, and I've got a fight. Yeah, so show me to me that you like. Yeah, man, whatever me face time. Yeah, bad girl, love him at the truck, yeah. Go down fresh and tight. Me run me top with all of me might. You know, turn it too slight. Me a head game, yeah, run for your guy. Yeah, rock man, if he broke for your ride. Yeah, bad girl, yeah, the one night. Yeah, pop, you're not late like you die. Deserve the bread, let me give for your wine. On your man, for the moment he mine. Your wine, not your wine, rock it out, take time. Make it catch on the side. Pop, 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 shot, make a moan and cry. Right when the top, make a rain, smile. Right when the top, make a rain, smile. Here, boy, you want, you're looking at me, eye. You want rub love, baby, on the guy. You want, kill on me, know why. Man, make it jump right. Here, boy, you want, you're looking at me, eye. You want rub love, baby, on the guy. You want, kill on me, know why. Man, make it jump right. A big, you want feel inside. She wanna feel funny fight. Skin it up for me, girl, that shove it tight. So wet, so easy, big light. Fling it back, me slap the body both side. Yeah, ah, so she can be that shuffy like. Yeah, ah, so she can be that shuffy like. Work it up, wind up. Balance money, yeah, take time up, yeah. Work it up, wind up. Balance money, yeah, take time up, yeah. Work it up, wind up. Balance money, yeah, take time up, yeah. Work it up, wind up. Balance money, yeah, take time up, yeah. Take time, yeah.
My mate beat himself. My mate did beat himself, Lou.
Barbados, you couldn't see it, but everybody in the studio was just bumping to the beat, boy. That was just...
My mate did beat himself, Lou. That all he here say, you know what I mean? You can't close the microphone. They got to hear your voice, big man. Like when the youth doing things like this, my mate, he beat himself.
Mm-hmm. Too sketchy how it feels to hear your song that you created. Yeah, that everything. Was once just an idea put on the radio station, VOB.
Manifestation. Manifestation,
for real. I remember like 6 months ago or whatever, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, like, in the future, man, I was making beats and I think, like, shh, I can't wait till I get up on the radio and I think, like, that, you know, fast forward.
You blink and now here you is.
Fast forward, you know.
that's why, like, it'd be, for youngsters, it's good to have youngsters share these experiences just like Lou, because it'd be important to guard our patience. Yeah. See how he said, like, he remember 6 months ago speaking about it. And meaning he ain't doing no junk, he ain't end up in jail, he ain't end up in the trouble. He waited 6 months so he could see his thoughts become sane for real.
Yeah.
And that really important, dog. You know what I mean?
Keep like, running through, man. I remember I used to stand up till like, man, son, I don't want to see all poor all-nighters just to try to get beats right. You know what I mean? Yeah, bro.
That all-nighters be real. I actually on the other end of all-nighter myself. I had to be editing videos all last night. So, trust me, I know what that feels like.
It's got to play in our time. Then we are wrong it. But it's feel good when you get the result you want. Because it'd be hard, right? When you're creative, right? And they're saying like the average person might not know. But when you are creative, especially in the learning stages, like the ages when I remember being in MBS, right? You try so hard to be comfortable with what you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We call it, you writing poetry, Lou, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you keep getting better, you can realize, I could have written that better, you know.
Oh, for sure.
I think you got too, boy. Dog, I know people know how that's
you gonna know when to stop.
Yeah. So like, Ollie, it'd be so hard when you're doing something right and knowing when to stop, especially if you care. Mm-hmm. You see, like, if you don't really care, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the idea. You know what I mean? Like Ollie would tell, like, me and Sean, they ain't doing junk freestyling on the radio. Oh, they sing anything? But like, I ain't doing that for working the song, Ollie, and bring it, like, the song with me and Edwin, more reasons. I ain't doing that. I want that as good as possible, and it had to kind of see the way you say, man. See what he just said? They got nowhere to start.
Mm-hmm. Got nowhere to start for real.
And also, you have mentioned something earlier, like when you just look back at stuff and say that you could do it better. But it's like, if you look back on something you did a year ago and you like and you don't see ways that you can improve it, have you improved?
Facts. That and what you just explained is the joy of being a creative. Because perfection can never be attainable, but that's what can keep you on a straight path.
For sure,
you know what I mean? That's why the arts should be so important to saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
For that mere fact. Because even if you get depressed, right, and you want to write saying true depression to entertain somebody else, right, you can still want it as good as possible. Because you can want to paint as clear a picture of what you're trying to paint.
Yeah.
But what he
you
said...
You want people to feel you peeing when you're singing that song with depression, I think.
Real. That's real.
And that's helped people that feeling that are going through it that don't got that outlet. Yeah. Because ultimately, we saying out here on the radio, talking, we privilege. The amount of people that got the dreams that couldn't even think, fathom the idea of being on the radio station, let alone have something that they create on the airways, we privileged. And it's like, when you got that privilege, you just got that sense of responsibility to like give a voice for those that don't got a voice.
I would say anybody out there right now that want the music, man, and you're scared or whatever, craft, you ain't there or whatever, you know what I mean? Don't let the boys stop you from doing it, you feel me?
Real.
Just believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Keep grinding. You can get there eventually, man.
The mindset is everything.
Yeah, before we punch up, right, I got to ask you a question, Sketchy.
Yeah, man.
How did you get to this place? And man, make sure you got this here record, right? Because I love how confident you are, but how humble you are still.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that'd be a hard match, and that'd be a hard thing to match and mesh, right? But how did you get to this place, being so young, where you're confident in what you're doing? You're confident in what you're saying, and you're confident in what you want the world to hear. How did you get to this place?
Man, I would say just growing, man. Just growth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just growth. I wasn't as confident before in our name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, like, just doing my music and things like audio, you know what I mean? And be feeling myself, no, bro.
and on the real, right? Then important, that's not important being an artist, like, or in like when you say in any discipline, you go for yourself a little
you go
bit.
Go for yourself, right?
Like, if you don't feel yourself, you ain't getting
pregnant. Then them boys gonna feel you.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that, for the people that may not feel confident but want to know how do you get to that place of confidence, you just got to act even when you don't feel confident, because the more you act when you don't feel confident, you can gain proof to show that you can do something.
They raise game so, more confidence. Like,
if you do something for the first time, you're not gonna feel confident at it. But if you find a way to push yourself to do it 5 times and you're not confident those first 5 times, but the 6th time you're gonna be like, maybe I got a lot. You may not be fully confident, but you're gonna be a little more confident than the time before. And it's just about giving yourself proof that you could do something. Because if you do something 5-10 times before, why you got to be scared of? You do it already.
And when you say that's no dialing there, giving yourself proof.
Yeah, go give yourself proof.
Yeah.
That you could get something done.
Yeah.
The first time I came on radio, I was very scared to put my face next to this mic. But now it's like, it's nothing, because I have done it so many times. It's like, I could do this.
Second nature, no.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why what you just say there, Ollie, we can end with this, Ollie. What you just say there is what you will see. Ollie is, it'd be so willing. Mm-hmm. To let me bring young persons and give him a chance, because we just say this way, Ollie and myself is doing what he's doing. When you say the first thing, he was so scared and now it's nothing, that is called development.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is called development. That is called progress, you say. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why he used to do things like this. For a youngster like you to have that experience, you can't go out, young people going through life and never get experiences like these.
For sure,
you can never forget that, and you can be so happy to give somebody else that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And that what we need. When you can say, man, the first thing they're scared, you know, it's not only he's afraid, he didn't enter it. I know he said, man, it's nothing. Come on, and in a year yet, Ollie.
Yep.
You know what I mean? In a year yet. So just imagine what opportunity could do.
Yep. But yeah, so we run out of time. So you want to give Barbados a chance to be able to connect with Too Sketchy. So Too Sketchy, give them your contact information.
And the manager's information too, in case.
Yes, and in case anyone wants to butt him for a show or anything. So,
correct.
The floor is yours, Too Sketchy.
I bet. So my Instagram is T-O-O Sketchy. You know what I mean?
Spell out Sketchy for the people, in case they don't
know. Sketchy is S-K-E-T-C-H-Y. E-H Y.
Yes.
Yes.
And management for bookings or anything, how to contact management?
Give
management, you could talk buddy cam.
Right, give his information, man.
Yeah,
you can contact me at 234-5565.
Good.
Or email bizconsulting.bb@gmail.com.
Good.
For any booking requests.
Love it.
Just give your name and your number again, sir.
Sorry, my name is Maxwell Ben.
Yes.
234-5565.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or bizconsulting.bb@gmail.com.
Yes, and I love the work you're doing. I love that you're encouraging the young man. And I like that you're writing really right too. It's important that they got people like you alongside of these youngsters, you understand? So I just want to tell you, keep it up, and you got my full support forever.
Yes.
Thanks for sure. Thank
you. Yes. And then before we leave Barbados, you have not heard my voice for a little bit, but I have always been here every time the show in the background, all kind of things. But I just wanted to let you know, I have entered NIFCA. I got my preliminary Wednesday. I have my piece, Emotional Refugee.
Yes.
Listen, so if any of you watch me on Beige the World, this is my first time getting back on the big stage since Beige the World. And
yes.
I have, as you heard, I have done some development. I have been learning from the best, Adrian Green. Big shout out to Adrian Green. Big shout out to my brothers in our group 4G. That's Timon Howard, Malachi Ho, and Raquan Hines. Like, we actually got a group piece. Sweet Nor Dandy. We actually addressing the water situation. So stay tuned for that. You see me at NIFCA. I got my individual piece, Emotional Refugee. And then my group piece with the four griots, 4G for short. It's Not Sweet Nor Dandy. And also, I have been posting content more regularly.
Correct. Let them know the handles, because you're posting a lot on social media.
Yes, so you can follow me on both Instagram and TikTok, Lou the Bajan. That's LuiTheBajan. Lou the Bajan.
That's what we're talking about, my Bajan rhythm and rhyme. Your boy Uncle Sluggy. I want to then know, once I got young people in, once I got positive young persons, for me, that's a win. Nobody can't tell me nothing. You know what I mean? Young people doing positive things and want to. You know what I mean? It's hard to force them, because you know they can do it because it's me. But the fact that the young people want to themselves, Lou, Sketchy, I don't take that for granted, and just want to tell them to keep up the good work, young men. Keep up the good work, and when I got my support forever. Ollie, I just want a person left the ID card. I almost forget. Keith Belgrave, if you're listening, or anybody know Keith Belgrave, he's about 53 years old. Your ID was found, and you can call 827-6461. I want to shout out to everyone listening. We got Trinidad locked on, believe it or not. Big up to Dwayne Grisette, my mentor. Big up to Destra Garcia, locked on. Big up to Rico and Keel and all the rest. Destra coming Barbados. I want to download. Give me day. Go fly up on the plane the next morning. But give me day. Starting time is 9 p.m. That is going to be on Independence Day, November 30th, Soca Goes Gold, Destra Garcia and Band, and the Bacchanal Band. I want you to know, Destra is my favorite artist ever. Got Destra and Sherman Winchester and the Soca Queen, Allison Hines, Evan and everybody, Barry Chandler, Iweb Marsville, Kimberly Ennis, the whole cast. That's $75 early bird, $100, and then $150 at the door.
Gotta wrap it up, slugs.
VOB 92.9 FM and Salusa St. Andrew Carnival. One more time, Ollie, thank you very, very much. It's been a wonderful Saturday. Next Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
And I'm out.
Ended off with a poem from Timor Howard.
I used to think that whoever died in a gun shooting was who was supposed to. But now, to me, it seems like it's open season for Grim Reapers harvesting souls, and whosoever will may come. And many will go, not as they please, but rather as dictated by blitz flying through leaves strays, erasing pages from books of life. Please, keep off the wrong streets, stay out the wrong links, reroute from wrong things. And if it's you, looking to do damage, rushing, blasting through paling and impaling, cool your head. Cool your head. I've heard them say that the children are the future. I've Heard their pain, asking what we gonna do. Say you've gone astray, don't know how to stop from lose. Yeah, I'm here today, hoping to discuss solutions. Who are we, and who do we wish to be? What holds you back? Tell me, do you long for freedom? How is it that we run from education? Don't you know that's the way to free yourself from the shackles of ill indoctrination through generations? Worldly influences and distractions from our purpose, negativity and doubt that would diminish our worth and stop us succeeding. Stop us succeeding.